5. Inspired Trinity Spirits. I will be able to tell you very little concerning the Inspired Trinity Spirits, for they are one of the few holy secret orders of beings in existence. Secret, no doubt, because it is impossible for them fully to reveal themselves even to those of us whose origin is so near the source of their creation. They come into being by the act of the Paradise Trinity and may be utilized by any one or two of the deities as well as by all three. We do not know whether these spirits are of completed numbers or are constantly increasing, but we incline to the belief that their number is not fixed. We fully understand neither the nature nor the conduct of the inspired spirits. They may possibly belong to the category of superpersonal spirits. They seem to operate over all known circuits and appear to act well nigh independently of time and space. But we know little about them except as we deduce their character from the nature of their activities, the results of which we certainly observe here and there in the universes. Under certain conditions, these inspired spirits can individualize themselves sufficiently for recognition by beings of Trinity origin. I have seen them, but it would never be possible for the lower orders of celestial beings to recognize one of them. Certain circumstances also arise from time to time in the conduct of the evolving universes in which any being of Trinity origin may directly employ these spirits in the furtherance of his assignments. We therefore know that they exist, and that under certain conditions we may command and receive their assistance, sometimes recognize their presence. But they are not a part of the manifest and definitely revealed organization entrusted with the conduct of the time-space universes before such material creations are settled in light and life. They have no clearly discernible place in the present economy or administration of the evolving seven super-universes. They are a secret at the Paradise Trinity. The Melchizedeks of Nibbidin teach that inspired Trinity spirits are destined, sometime in the eternal future, to function in the places of the solitary messengers, whose ranks are slowly but certainly being depleted by their assignment as associates of certain types of Trinitized sons. The inspired spirits are the solitary spirits of the universe of universes. As spirits, they are very much like the solitary messengers, except that the latter distinct personalities. We obtain much of our knowledge of the inspired spirits from the solitary messengers, who detect their nearness by virtue of an inherent sensitivity to the presence of the inspired spirits, which functions just as unfailingly as a magnetic needle points to a magnetic pole. When a solitary messenger is near an inspired Trinity spirit, he is conscious of a qualitative indication of such a divine presence and also of a very definite quantitative registration which enables him actually to know the classification or number of the spirit presence or presences. I may relate a further interesting fact. When a solitary messenger is on a planet whose inhabitants are indwelt by thought adjusters, as on Urantia, he is aware of a qualitative excitation in his detection sensitivity to spirit presence. In such instances, there is no quantitative excitation, only a qualitative agitation. When on a planet to which adjusters do not come, contact with the natives does not produce any such reaction. This suggests that thought adjusters are in some manner related to, or are connected with, the inspired spirits of the Paradise Trinity. In some way they may possibly be associated in certain phases of their work, but we do not really know. They both originate near the center and source of all things, but they are not the same order of being. Thought adjusters spring from the Father alone. Inspired spirits are the offspring of the Paradise Trinity. The inspired spirits do not apparently belong to the evolutionary scheme of the individual planets or universes, and yet they seem to be almost everywhere. Even as I am engaged in the formulation of this statement, my associated solitary messenger's personal sensitivity to the presence of this order of spirit indicates that there is with us at this very moment, not over 25 feet away, a spirit of the inspired order and of the third volume of power presence. The third volume of power presence suggests to us the probability that three inspired spirits are functioning in liaison. Of more than 12 orders of beings associated with me at this time, the solitary messenger is the only one aware of the presence of these mysterious entities of the Trinity. And further, while we are thus apprised of the nearness of these divine spirits, we are all equally ignorant of their mission. We really do not know whether they are merely interested observers of our doings, or whether they are, in some manner unknown to us, actually contributing to the success of our undertaking. We know that the Trinity Teacher Sons are devoted to the conscious enlightenment of universe creatures. I have arrived at the settled conclusion that the inspired Trinity spirits, by superconscious techniques, are also functioning as teachers of the realms. I am persuaded that there is a vast body of essential spiritual knowledge, truth indispensable to high spiritual attainment, which cannot be consciously received. Self-consciousness would effectively jeopardize the certainty of reception. If we are right in this concept, and my entire order of being shares it, it may be the mission of these inspired spirits to overcome this difficulty, to bridge this gap in the universal scheme of moral enlightenment and spiritual advancement. We think that these two types of Trinity origin teachers effect some kind of liaison in their activities, but we do not really know. On the super universe training worlds and on the eternal circuits of Havona, I have fraternized with the perfecting mortals, spiritualized and ascendant souls from the evolutionary realms, but never have they been aware of the inspired spirits, whichever and then in the powers of detection residents in the solitary messengers would indicate were very near us. I have freely conversed with all orders of the sons of God, high and low, and they likewise are unconscious of the admonitions of the inspired Trinity spirits. They can underlook back in their experiences and recount happenings which are difficult to explain if the action of such spirits is not taken into account. But excepting solitary messengers, and sometimes Trinity origin beings, none of the celestial family have ever been conscious of the nearness of the inspired spirits. I do not believe the inspired Trinity spirits are playing hide-and-seek with me. They are probably trying just as hard to disclose themselves to me as I am to communicate with them. Our difficulties and limitations must be mutual and inherent. I am satisfied that there are no arbitrary secrets in the universe, therefore will I never cease in my efforts to solve the mystery of the isolation of these spirits belonging to my order of creation. And from all this, you mortals, just now taking your first step on the eternal journey, can well see that you must advance a long way before you will progress by sight and material assurance. You will long use faith and be dependent on revelation if you hope to progress quickly and safely.